No longer lost. How terrible it must be for a domestic animal, well, any animal, to be thrown out of home and hearth, like just another piece of trash. And in the dead of winter, no less. You've had a warm home in which to live, perhaps as one of the family. You were well fed and enjoyed the affection of at least some in the household. Now you are abandoned to snow, freezing wind, and sub-zero temperatures. Shadow had had his front claws removed, which meant he had been a house cat, and he had been neutered. Thus he was no stray, and certainly not a feral cat. Yet here he was, alone, cold, starving, and lost. No one was looking for him. No ads were placed in the local paper. No one came knocking on our door looking for their pet. The local animal rescue establishment had not been alerted. Lost, with no one looking for him. Being lost is a condition built into the framework of humanity. For we are each of us born that way. Being lost means that you are not where you would rather be, but it also means, more often than not, that no one on earth is looking for you, for few care. You are a solitary cork floating and bobbing on the surface of an ocean, being moved about by an anonymous, faceless current. Fabulously wealthy Wall Street lawyers can be lost. Happily married men and women can be lost. Truck drivers, electricians, beauticians, preachers, professors, ditch diggers, plumbers, carpenters, rich and poor alike, all can be lost. For being lost is a condition that shares no other required template. Where do I fit in? What is the meaning of life? Why am I here? These are the pleas, the yearnings of the lost. The pity, the unbearable tragedy, is that so many who are lost haven't a clue that they are. For most cannot admit to that condition until it is past. Shadow knew he was lost. Everything familiar to him was suddenly gone. But does the one who knows nothing beyond this fallen earth realize he is adrift? Does the one who thinks this is all there is know what he is missing? Does the one who considers this earth home even think to look elsewhere? We are born lost, and we cannot find our way out of that condition. If we, as the foundering cork in an endless sea, begin to sink, there is no hope for us save the rescuing arm thrust beneath the waves to pull us to safety. Contrary to popular thought, the lost neither look for or find God. He finds them. The lost do not seek God. He seeks them. God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there is anyone who understands, who seeks after God. Every one of them has turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Psalm 53, verses 2-3. Just as Shadow was called out of his lost condition by the calling of a friendly, inviting voice, those who are lost are called out of that condition by the gracious voice of God. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. It was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. We all enter this world cold, hungry, and lost. The good news is that there is someone who cares. He is good. He is kind. And he is forgiving. We need only answer when he calls out to us, inviting us into his home. I was lost, but Jesus found me. Found the sheep that went astray. Threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Francis H. Rowley.